Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is a song about PolitiFact.com, the fact-checking site. Listen. And it is Thursday, late in the 10 o'clock hour, so you know what that means. It's Truth-O-Meter time. Bill Adair from PolitiFact is back for his weekly campaign fact check. Bill, you got music and you got your own theme song now.
My favorite lyric in there, Brian, is I need to know who is a hack. Won't you tell me PolitiFact? So let's get right to it.
And we've posted a link to a video of that song, a music video of that for our listeners who hear you here every week during the campaign and want to see it. We also have a link on our website, by the way, to the remarks that Senator Clinton made on the Senate floor last night, some fairly detailed and specific remarks about the changes that she would like to still see, or the follow-up that she would like to still see, even after voting yes for that bill, some of which she touched on. But in case you're interested in going into that aspect of our interview in a little more detail from her perspective, we've placed the link to those remarks at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. You can also react to anything that Senator Clinton said. We have a comments page for that at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. And because we went long with Senator Clinton, Bill, we have a truncated time today. But last week, you and I promised the listeners we would discuss the article that appeared in the Washington Post about all these controversial ads that have been put out by the campaigns, the Obama teaches sex to kindergarten ad and so forth. And the point of the article was that these exist pretty much online only. These ads get YouTube hits, but then they really get tons of talk on the cable news shows. And then even people like us trying to fact check and say, oh, that's a lot of baloney, actually gives more attention to them. And that's actually what they're looking for. You think that's what's going on? And should we just stay away from those ads in our political fact checking?
Well, absolutely, that's what's going on. And this is what my friend Chuck Todd called cable catnip. The cats who run cable news channels just can't stay away, and indeed these ads will often just run on the web or just on the cable news shows. But here's why I think we have an obligation to fact check them. We look upon this as just another form of political speech. Yes, they come out every day. You know, they actually put them out about 5:30 in the morning, so they'll air on Morning Joe and the other political shows, and they may not air much more, but we look at them no different than we look at any comment in a speech or a press release or a regular TV ad. And so if it's making a factual statement and it's going to be part of the political discourse, we feel at PolitiFact we need to check it.
All right, but we're going to stay away from those for today, and maybe mostly for the fact-checking that we do with you on this show, because I know that's not all you do. And let's play a clip of Obama from Friday night's debate. He's made this particular claim a whole bunch this election, and he did repeat it on Friday night.
95% of you will get a tax cut. And if you make less than $250,000, less than $250,000 a year, then you will not see one dime's worth of tax increase.
So related to this, well, first of all, is that true? 95% of American families will get a tax decrease.
The way that he worded it there, we gave it a half true. And the flaw in what he said is 95% of you, meaning everybody, in terms of what percentage of all taxpayers would get a tax cut under his plan, it's actually 81%, not 95. Where he has said it accurately is when he says 95% of working families. I was just watching him this morning, and he made the statement both ways. He said it accurately about working families, and then he said it inaccurately with the 95% of you.
The distinction is people with kids at home?
The key is sort of what subset of all taxpayers you're looking at. A working family would be I think under the census definition, anyone where one of the householders is employed and it has what the Census Bureau constitutes a family, which I think means at least one parent and at least one dependent or child.
All right, let's go on to some. Oh, and some of it is tax credits, right? So some of his critics on the right say, well, some of these paying less taxes aren't actually tax cuts for taxpayers. They're for people who earn too little to pay taxes, and the government is actually going to give them more money in the earned income tax credit. So that doesn't cut taxes. It spends tax money.
I think based on what the Tax Policy Center says, that would still be considered a tax cut.
Right.
You know, we can get into slicing these things a lot of different ways, but we rely on the Tax Policy Center, and they say they consider that a tax cut. So
all right. Now, McCain and Palin have both made a lot of their opposition to earmarks. I'm sure that we'll hear that again tonight in the debate. Here's something McCain said Friday night.
Now, Senator Obama, you wanted to know one of the differences. He has asked for $932 million of earmarked pork barrel spending, nearly $1 million for every day that he's been in the United States Senate.
What's the verdict?
We give that one a mostly true. The only reason it didn't earn a true is McCain didn't specify working days, but, you know, small distinction. So gave it a mostly true. The difference in days is Obama's been a senator for about 1,360 or 70 days, but actually if you just count working days, it does work out to be about 930, 940, something like that. So mostly true on that one.
Back to an Obama claim, this one more related to Wall Street and the bailout. Obama focused a lot on the loopholes for businesses and Wall Street, including Wall Street, out there. Here's what he claimed.
Now, John mentioned the fact that business taxes on paper are high in this country, and he's absolutely right. Here's the problem. There are so many loopholes that have been written into the tax code, oftentimes with support of Senator McCain, that we actually see our businesses pay effectively one of the lowest tax rates in the world.
Oh, bearer of truth, O-meter, what say you?
This is a big, complicated one. We gave this one a half true, and it has to do with the way that within corporate taxes, whether you credit the companies that can write off a lot of debt, and in the cases of those companies, it's true that businesses that can write off a lot of debt do pay considerably less, but it's not true for others. Big, complicated one. We got a long article about it. Readers who want to venture into it, but suffice to say it's a half true.
All right, and we're going to sneak in one more here. We just have a minute left, but this is just a 7-second clip of McCain repeating something he says over and over again on the stump.
Senator Obama has the most liberal voting record in the United States Senate. It's hard to reach across the aisle from that far to the left.
Where does that most liberal voting record claim come from?
It comes from National Journal, which in right before the Super Tuesday primaries put out a report saying that Obama had the most liberal voting record. So it's true for that one measurement for last year, but if you look at other measurements for other time periods, Obama is not the most liberal to the extent that you can quantify that. We gave McCain's claim a barely true on the Truth-O-Meter. Some of the well-respected measurements of where senators line up on the spectrum put Obama somewhere between the left and the middle, but definitely not the farthest to the left.
Bill Adair, the man with his own theme song from PolitiFact.com. We'll have you back next Thursday.
Thanks, Brian. I always enjoy it.